Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, welcome to another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. I'm John Schaefer. The Grammy-winning jazz drummer, educator, and activist Terry Lynn Carrington has a new project, a collaboration with guitarist Matthew Stevens and pianist Aaron Parks, and it is called Social Science. Now, it is a music project, and it features an astonishing lineup of musicians, but it's also, as the name might indicate, a piece of social commentary and engagement, and it engages rappers and singers, string players, a whole community of musicians. Terry Lynn Carrington and Social Science are here in our studio to play some of the songs from their expansive 2LP album called Waiting Game. This first piece is Trapped in the American Dream.
We're trapped in a dream. We're trying to wake up. Sometimes it's right and wrong, but sometimes it's black and white. Sometimes they give you paper, but sometimes they give you light. Sometimes you gotta run, sometimes you gotta fight. Cause sometimes it's right and wrong, cause sometimes you can lock me and throw the key, but you can't stop me, I know I'm free. Funny thing, I've been here before. Nothing short of a miracle. Hanging bodies on weeping trees. The whole village will come and see. Another nigga is crucified, but that nigga is crucified. It's do or die. Yeah. Could do you and I could do me, and we could be free. Maybe y'all could be true and I could do me. Why we trapped in a dream? I don't know. Hey, hey. Maybe you could do you and I could do me. Be free, maybe you could do you and I could do me, and we could be free. Maybe you could do you and I could do me, and we could be free. Maybe y'all could be true and I could do me. While we're trapped in a dream, I don't know. Give and take, master fishing with bigger bait. Up and down on the interstate, I'm really hoping we get away. Mama wishing to see her son, but the officer seen a gun. See the masses incarcerated, won't let you pass on the pot you're playing. Don't. You could do you, and I could do me, and you could be free. Maybe you could do you, and I could do me, and we could be free. Maybe you could do you, and I could do me, and we could. Trapped in a dream, I don't know. maybe you could do you, and I can do me, and we could be free. Maybe you could do you, and I could do me, and we could be free. Maybe you could do you, and I could do me, and we could be free. Maybe you could do you, and I could do me, and we could be free. Maybe you could do you, and I could do me, and we could be free. Maybe y'all could be true, and I could do me, while we're trapped in our dreams.
Called Trapped in the American Dream, and it is from the new album called Waiting Game by Terry Lynn Carrington and Social Science. The band is here live with us in the studio, and let's go around the room, and I'll introduce you to the members of the band. Aaron Parks playing our piano and his keyboard. Aaron.
Hey.
Matthew Stevens on guitar. Hey, Matt.
Hey, John.
Good to see you again.
You too.
Debo Ray on vocals. Nice job.
Thank you.
Over in the corner, Morgan Guerin began and ended that song on the bass, and in the middle, that was Morgan wailing away on the saxophone. And the band, led by Terry Lynn Carrington from behind our drum kit. Terry, it's great to have you and most of the band here today. Casa Overall, your MC/DJ, is in Europe at the moment. And he's kind of featured on the record version of that song.
Yes, absolutely. He wrote that song with Aaron Parks.
With Aaron, right.
Yeah, so he's not here, but Debo stepped in and sang a few of his lines.
Yeah. Now that's Debo. That's got to be kind of an unusual thing for a singer to step into that way of vocalizing.
Indeed, especially someone else's lyrics.
Yeah. Well, so Terry, tell me a little bit about the journey that took you to this project, because I know this is something that's been percolating for a while.
Yes, for about, 2.5 years or so. We started creating the music. I can't remember the exact year, but it was it was a few months before the election, actually. Because when the election...
I was going to say, was it pre or post 2016?
Yeah. And when the election happened, Matt and Aaron and myself really decided to move forward. We had gotten together and started, working on some pieces. I think Bells was one of the first pieces that Aaron and I worked on. And then when the election happened, Waiting Game came. That song came right after the election. And basically, Aaron and Matt and myself talked about a lot of these issues when we were traveling on the road and other projects, and just had a synergy.
Yeah. Well, now there's also a synergy of musical languages. We heard even in just that song, you hear echoes of jazz and rock and hip hop, and you know, we heard just a snippet of Pray the Gay Away at the beginning of the session. That has this kind of bouncy Brazilian rhythm to it. So there's all kinds of stuff going on here. Aaron, in the songwriting process, how do you deal with all of that welter of musical languages and then the actual literal language that needs to go with it?
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, a lot of these songs we brought in for the recording process. We had them without the lyrics completely, fully developed yet. When I brought in the song that then became Trapped in the American Dream, we recorded the instrumental version of that first. Mm-hmm. But I had a pretty clear idea of what the subject matter was, which was, you know, just mass incarceration and the for-profit prison industry. So when we started working with Casa and developing the lyrical content, I was like, we can try to focus it around this.
Well now that's interesting. It's a topic I wanted to get to, but the idea that even before there were words, mm-hmm. there was a meaning to this music above and beyond the notes for you.
That song is a song that I had before this band, but as we were putting together songs to bring to the project, I found meaning inside of the song that sort of seemed like was already there, buried away. You know, there were a number of songs like that that I had discovered.
Well, it's Waiting Game is a two LP set, and the second LP, Matt, is you and Aaron and Terry and Esperanza Spalding. I mean, it's basically improvised music making. So yeah. There are no texts, you know, there's no sort of obvious message, and yet it seems to be kind of part and parcel of what this band's intent is.
Yeah, certainly. We commented amongst ourselves just how interesting it was to have a double LP, one which was one half of which was so focused and produced, and the other half that was so freewheeling. And speaking for myself, I think that in of itself feels like a radical act of protest and saying, you know, we don't have any intention to sort of conform to what your idea is in regard to what can fit together or who we are or what our limits are as musicians and artists.
Yeah. There are, Terry, a number of rappers who come and go on the first LP in Waiting Game. And, of course, the 90s saw the rise of socially conscious or now just shorthand conscious rap. It seems like in the jazz world, we're seeing a similar thing happening. You think of 10 Freedom Summers by Wadada Leo Smith or the protest album that the guitarist Mark Rebo recently did. I mean, you guys are not alone in finding a way to say something other than musical thoughts in this project.
Right. And I think over the years, I mean, jazz has always made some kind of social commentary on jazz. It's just harder to really see it because most of the time there's not lyrics.
Right.
You know, but I mean.
So you think of Fables of Phobos by Charles Mingus.
Yeah, absolutely. Freedom Now Suite, Max Roach.
Absolutely, yeah.
Christian Scott and Terrence Blanchard, you know, have projects that are very socially conscious.
Matana Roberts, who's been here a couple of times with her Coin Coin project, you know, sort of family history writ large against the map of American history. So that kind of activism as a part of jazz, as you say, it's not a new thing. What is different? What is happening now? What's the galvanizing moment? Was it the 2016 election?
Well, I think so, but also, at least, you know, in the African-American community, I think a lot of people really have decided to step up and speak out against police brutality against people of color. That's been a huge one. And, you know, there's been movies and books written mm-hmm. about mass incarceration. We can never talk enough about the Native American experience in this country. And I think even with the New York Times doing 1619, I mean, there's just a lot going on that's hopefully making people reflect and remember so many things, you know, about the country that, you know, we actually, you know, love the country too. You know, we're patriotic, but we have to call things out. And it's really time, I think, for another level of consciousness from everybody. So with the election, I think, you know, you have the people that are really ready to rise up against it. And then you have the people that reveal themselves that are kind of okay, you know, with how things have been.
Yeah. All right. Now, so Waiting Game is the name of the album, and it's also the name of one of two pieces that you're going to kind of Frankenstein together here for us, right?
Yes. Yes. Frankenstein. I love it. This song will feature Morgan Guerin playing part
which of his instruments?
The saxophone, playing part of the melody with Matthew, and then Debo will join us for the chorus.
All right. So Waiting Game, and then it'll sort of lead into Bells.
Yes, then it will lead into Bells.
Okay, so these are two separate pieces on the album, but we'll hear a mashup of them live here in the studio from Terry Lynn Carrington and Social Science, playing for us live here in the studio today. They are playing live on Saturday, November 30th at LPR, Le Poisson Rouge, here in New York. You can see a full set from the band then. Let's hear this medley of Waiting Game and Bells.
Thank you.
took my love away from me. I wanna know, how did it feel to watch him tremble? I see a world.
A medley from Terry Lynn Carrington and Social Science of two tunes from the new record called Waiting Game. You just heard Bells, and that was sort of preceded by one of two versions of Waiting Game that appear on the record, Terry. Bells, the full title is Bells Ring Loudly, and on the record that features the actor, Malcolm Jamal Warner, right?
Yes.
Who, did he write the text, the original text for that song?
Yes, he wrote his lyric, his words, and I wrote the vocal lyric.
Okay. So the compositional process was, again, a little complicated, it sounds like, in some of these songs.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing about time is you can let things develop, let them mull over it a while and see what happens. And I just, you know, I had actually written a spoken word piece for that, but it wasn't, you know, it's not really what I do. So I didn't want it to sound too corny. So I thought about Malcolm because he's an old friend and he was on a previous record of mine. And of course, I love what he's done with Robert Glasper, too.
Yeah.
So, he was totally down.
And, you know, the full title, Bells Ring Loudly, I mean, that's a kind of a joyful image, but bells can ring loudly for other reasons as well, as he notes in his text. So how difficult is it to be, on the one hand, really clear-eyed about, as you say, calling out injustice when you see it, and on the other hand, not being just bitter and despondent and despairing?
Yeah, I think that's very important, and I think on this record, we have a lot of hope in there as well, even in this piece, Bells, which was written for victims, the family of victims of police violence. And specifically, I was thinking about Philando Castile when he was murdered in his car with his girlfriend and her child watching on. So that's a really heavy topic.
Right.
But I think, you know, the bridge, harmonically, the bridge brought light. So I tried to bring lyrics that brought light as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to balance those things.
It's the choice of cover image for the album. Again, Waiting Game is the name of the record, 2-LP set. You didn't pick an obvious picture of protesters or it's kids jumping rope. What was the idea there?
Well, Double Dutch jumping in is very hard, so you have to kind of stand outside and wait your turn and wait till the right moment so that you can jump in and be successful at it. I never double dutched as a kid. I missed out on that, which is, you know, it's an important part of African American culture, actually. But, you know, we're waiting for a lot of things. You know, it's there's so many ways you can interpret the title, but the image seemed to fit the best. It seemed more poignant than a picture of the band on the cover.
So we see this image of kids playing double dutch from the vantage. We're behind a young girl and she's waiting her turn.
Yes, and she's African-American female, and you know, that's a bit of marginalization just in being that. So it speaks to those things. And I think, you know, on the record, the song Pray the Gay Away too, because I think that when you look at things through a black queer feminist lens, you're looking at one of the most marginalized groups. And I think that everybody can stand to look through that lens.
Right. And of course, the title, Pray the Gay Away, we have to say, ironic title, there will be people who take that literally. I mean, there are people who take that literally. And
well, we say pray the hate away, too, in there. So
yeah.
that's kind of more of the message.
So Social Science is the name of the ensemble. And Matt, you wrote this next piece called Over and Sons, which is an instrumental work. So again, the idea of instrumental music as a social tool is a tricky idea, I would think.
It is. And or rather, it can be. In my experience writing this song, similar to Aaron, it was something that was milling about and in my brain and had sort of taken shape and been played in some other iterations. But for me personally, when I write instrumental music, I'm not usually writing a song and thinking about a literal thing or a literal topic. And, you know, it usually, when I think of instrumental music, one of the things that I like so much about it is that it can encompass like the full kaleidoscope of our physical world, but in a musical way, and how you experience it can change on a daily basis. So with this piece in particular, it essentially sort of found its place in the band and its meaning through us playing it. And I think that it took its shape that way. And the title is just in reference to the idea that we all have equal opportunity in terms of our pursuit and ability to accumulate wealth, and that was is true now, or was ever true in this country, and it's sort of about dispelling that myth.
So Over and Sons is the name of the piece. Let's hear a live performance. Terry Lynn Carrington and Social Science performing next Saturday, November 30th at Le Poisson Rouge, doing a set for us here in the studio today. There's a version of this on the record called Waiting Game. Let's hear a live performance. Thank you. A final live performance from Terry Lynn Carrington and Social Science here live in our studio. That's a version of Over and Sons. You'll find all of this music and much more on the new record, the 2LP set called Waiting Game. The band is playing on November 30th at Le Poisson Rouge. Terry, will the absent Casa Overall be with you on that night?
He will.
So it'll be the full complement of social scientists.
It will be. I like that, social scientists. We'll have to keep that in there and credit you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Terry, it's been great to have you and the band here. It's a terrific record. Thank you so much for coming in playing some of it for us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.